disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible. 98.
UPD. All right, it is time to let you guys have the vine, as they say in the Romy thing. It is time for the Fireside Chats. Let you guys go. All we ask is you don't waste our time. We give the phones to you. You say we never answer to talk to you. Well, here we prove you wrong. And, of course, you usually let us down. Let's find out who we've got here. Start at the bottom. We'll work our way back.
Okay.
Let's go with DJ
start
first.
With DJ.
DJ's on the line. DJ, welcome to the Fireside Chats. Please don't waste our time.
Hey, I won't. How you guys doing?
Quite good. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Actually, I wanted to ask you something really fast before we got started. Is what do I have to do to get that McDonald's commercial off the air?
Nothing.
The last thing I want to hear is this woman. I hate it. All right. So my big thing is what if sports teams, like how serious do you think they would take the like high school and all that if they can only pick up the team or players from the state they're at? So if Arizona Cardinals wanted a player, he has to be from Arizona.
Wait a minute. Like you mean in the pro draft?
Yeah, like let's say wouldn't they take like high school teams more seriously? Like there would be a lot more funding when it comes to like sports and everything like that.
So you'd have to, like you weren't allowed to play a sport if you didn't play in that state in high school.
Exactly. So if Cardinals wants a player, he has to be from Arizona.
So but it would be unfair to like California has a pool of 40 million people.
I mean,
Texas too.
Then
Texas,
Arizona needs to put more money into their sports team.
So they need to become amazing with a smaller group of people. See, it wouldn't work that way. You don't like the system.
I don't know.
Like you want to localize it more to where if you can't play for anybody but the Cardinals, there'd be no trades or free agency. The Cardinals would just be terrible all the time.
I think he's just talking the draft part. Like after they're drafted, make trades and
gotcha.
Stuff like that.
Well, I would trade everything.
But I guess it's more or less like, because, you know, there's other, like say Detroit and everything like that, where it's a lot more underdeveloped when it comes to their economic system to where the schools are a lot crappier and everything, and they don't got as much money. Well, the Detroit Lions can only pick up players from the Detroit, you know, area. Don't you think they'll be pouring more money into the school and giving out,
you know what it would do?
Opportunity? No.
I guarantee you this. The Ford family would move the Detroit Lions to California where there's 40 million people to choose from rather than the horrible system that they've got to pick from in Michigan. Or they go to Texas, Florida, or California. All 32 teams would live in New York, Texas, Florida, and California. There'd be no point in having, Chicago, I suppose, but there'd be no point in having the Tennessee Titans. Like, they got to pick from Tennessee, for God's sakes.
I don't know, man. I could see them just pouring money in. I'm just saying I'm looking out for the younger kids, the younger generation, you know?
That's lovely, Avi. You should fight that teen girl that Brett gets in fights with online and help out that younger generation.
Well, I will throw down.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. I believe in equal rights.
You will fight a woman to prove how equality works. I'm with you. All right, DJ. Thank you very much.
Right. I'm a man.
You're a terrible idea,
that was
DJ.
Fun.
See ya. Adios. And DJ's terrible idea. Shot down immediately. Although you'd like it as a Bears fan to take anybody but who they take. So maybe just localize it a little bit and get somebody who likes
anybody.
The team.
Yeah.
Tyler's on the line. Let's go to Tyler next. Tyler, are you there?
I am here, sir.
Welcome. Please don't waste our time. Go right ahead, Tyler.
All right, I'll try not to waste your time. I just wanted to call, give Bert a little bit of hope. Justin Fields.
Thank God.
I don't think he's like your franchise dude, but he's like miles ahead of Trubisky. He makes the throws.
He's
just got to stop forcing stuff, dude. But Chicago might be in a good spot with, Aaron Rodgers being all pissy at Green Bay for no reason.
It's not happening. The Bears will Justin Fields will be an experiment for the first year, and then the coaching staff will change again. It's just the way.
Hey, bring it. Well, maybe Ryan Pace just said, "Screw it, I'm going to take this guy. I don't care about the team."
Yeah, well, it's kind of what it seems like. Ryan Pace is trying to dismantle the. Are you a Bears fan?
No, I'm a Colts fan.
Who'd you get?
We got Kwity Paye, the best edge rusher in the draft.
That's who I thought the Cardinals were going to get. That guy is outstanding. Yeah, I think that's a great get. That's scary, man. I didn't know the Colts guy.
Amazing.
Yeah. So you got him,
dude,
and then you got
put him next to DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, Buckner and Leonard, and you got that's a good defense. That's a scary team going into next year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, good luck to
that. Carson Wentz gets fixed.
No, that's the thing you have to worry about. You're big on liking quarterbacks that suck. Because Justin Fields is not going to be that good.
Dude, Big Ben hasn't been good since 2008.
I totally agree, and guess what? I'll be the first to admit it.
Let's not talk about quarterbacks that suck in front of a Bears fan, please.
I think
we've never had one.
That's true. You guys don't even know
what
quarterbacks are.
Ever.
Yeah. Big Ben hasn't sucked since 2008. He was the number one passer in 2018. However, he is no longer capable of taking a team to the Super Bowl. That's for sure.
No.
Yeah, I recognize
that.
No,
man, I think Fields, I don't think he's it, but he's better than what you had.
Yeah, well, so am I. And I've got one good arm. All right, thank you, Tyler.
He does have a point.
He's got a great point.
All right, so do you, guys,
but yeah, my point is good, too. Go to Dick Allen's
online,
too.
Tyler.
Dick, are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
That's right, Richard. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, okay, gotcha. So I actually had a question. It's about radio. So a buddy of mine, he listens to, I can't remember what radio station it is, but it's every morning he listens to it. And I don't know if you guys have heard of it before. It's always like, it's basically these guys will call some dude and they'll have a caller on the line and the guy will say how he wants to express his love to some girl over the radio. And then they'll call this chick. And it sounds so scripted.
It is.
And so fake. Okay. So like my question, you know, and my buddy who listens to those, I told him that. I'm like, dude, this sounds so scripted. He's like, no, man, this is real. And I was like, it made me think. I was like, that's not the only radio show that does that. There's multiple radio shows that do this. I was like, why is it that KUPD is like the only legit real radio show that seems
God
like they don't
damn
do that?
Damn right.
Like,
I love this guy.
No, seriously. Like, if you guys call someone, you are actually calling someone. If you're going to prank call someone, you're actually doing that. If you're trying to get some dude to express his love to some chick, you're actually doing that.
Yeah. So hang on one second. I need to interrupt this.
Go
I've
ahead.
Got your chick on the phone on the other line right now.
It's funny, Richard, because as you're talking about this, your girlfriend called us, and so did your other girlfriend. Okay, we've got it right now, Richard. It's so unbelievable. It's a. You're not going to buy. What's your wife's name? Richard?
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, okay. Sarah, are you there?
Richard, you're awful. I know what you're doing.
it's called, you're talking about War of the Roses, which is called Ryan's Roses in Los Angeles. Ryan Seacrest does it.
I think we have three in this.
And three are going in here. I think Woody does it.
They just do something a little bit different, but
so it's, they used to.
Flour and
chocolates and stuff, too.
They used to sell it.
So why do they have to fake it, though? Why don't they really do it? It seems like it would be more fun and
I'll tell you this.
Get more listeners if you actually did it instead of faking it.
First off, nearly impossible to have anyone answer their telephone from an unknown number. In this day and age.
You could at one time, but that's why they changed it because
it's a law that you have to ask people before they go on the air if you call them if it's okay that they're on the radio. They have to know they're on the radio. That's like an FCC law. So we can't just call somebody and start talking to them live. So if they tape it and then later they tell them, you know, we're going to put this on the air and get that has to be given to them. It has to be permission. You get fined for that stuff. And it's silly fines, but it's fines. So that's the thing.
Well,
and also, it's scripted. I used to do for like 2 months of my life, I worked at a place called Premier Radio in Los Angeles where I didn't work there. They just used me for stuff. And I did voice work for them. And then I sat in a room in a morning and I had a script in my hand. And I was one of the voices for, I believe it was some guy in Cleveland called it Battle of the Sexes. And I sat in there and waited for the call. And I played the part of the guy who didn't know. And then these girls would play the part of the women that were. And they usually had a script, too. But I did three or four shows a morning, the same script, because you would buy a service. So it's very – and look, I'm not going to lie to you. We've fooled you a few times. We've thrown out some things that aren't 100% accurate and like, that was a good one. But it's a one-time bit. We're not making it like a regular feature.
Entertainment purposes.
Right. And we're
that's
a show.
The thing. They make it an almost an everyday thing.
It is an everyday thing.
This is getting ridiculous.
You
like,
can't find that many
that
people
–
who are having affairs or doing whatever that are willing to be part of this every day.
And the funny part is you never get the one that says, oh, I want to send it to my girlfriend. It's like, oh, no, I'm going to send it to my
side hoe. Right. Yeah, I'm going to give it to my piece.
Yeah.
Thank you, radio guys. I don't know how this is going to go sideways. I don't see a downside. But I would like to give this gift to my bitch on the side. Out loud to the public. It's terrible.
I've heard you guys in the past do that. I've heard you guys do the prank calls and stuff. And I'm like, dude, KUPD's like legit. Like, they actually do it.
Yeah.
And like, I told my friend, I'm like, get rid of that radio show. You guys need to go to KUPD.
And John Jay and Rich are nice guys because that's probably who he's listening to. And they do it every day. And I think the Woody Show does it.
The Morning Mess does it too.
And I think 103.9 does it.
And it's all
fun.
And you know what? Here's the thing that I got over a while ago. They're putting on a quote show. Let them be fair. We chose to do a show that is more just us locker room talking with you guys that's kind of legit, and it seemed to take that was the part of the show people liked the most. They're doing a show.
We could actually pull one off today if we wanted to.
Yeah? You got something?
It's my – well, a little shout out. It's my parents' 61st anniversary
Holy
being
cow.
Married. But we could call my dad right now, just I know, with the mindset and the
and tell him Bunny's got a side piece.
This is a daughter from a relationship that he had in Cuba.
I don't want to do that because you know why? What if he starts fessing up and it ruins Bunny's life?
Exactly.
Yeah, on their 61st anniversary.
You're going to ruin Brady's life.
Exactly.
But ratings gold,
John. It would be ratings gold to have your dad just completely unravel on the air and your mom loses her on their 61st anniversary. So there's your answer, Richard. And yeah, whatever it is. But it's just, to me, it's they're allowed to do it. It's just dumb more than anything else. It's not entertaining.
I was just curious, because I just didn't know why. And like I said, he listens to it every day, and he thinks it's real. He's like, you got to listen to this, man. I'm like, that's scripted. He's like, no, you got to. And I'm like, I got to get an answer to this. So yeah, you answered it. But all right, man, cool. Thanks.
Right, thank you, Richard. See ya. There you go. Simple questions. That War of the Roses thing. I don't understand how anybody still falls for it. I get that you can be entertained by it, but it's been fake for 20 years. I did this in the year 2000. I was doing that Battle of the Sexes thing for that show.
Yeah. It's always the same.
Yeah.
It's always the same.
And they did it all the time. I don't know how people are like, oh, this is the same thing as yesterday with new names.
I told you guys this the day that you got vaccinated the following day, that we had to take that Friday off. Yeah. On the way home, I caught the War of the Roses. Yeah. I don't know what it, won't say the station, but the setup was you got a free vacation. We just need your the person
who you're
going
to bring.
Yeah. And so, you know, how many times have you done that, Tom?
Yeah.
So they have the side. He gives them the name of the side action. And the wife's on the phone. And I love the anger. I am so upset at you right
there's
now.
There's some bad acting going on with that, too. But very funny that anybody would do that.
It's like you just got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
Jeff, hang on.
You've been kicked in the nuts.
Speaking of prank calls, we have a good one this weekend on the Rewind.
We do?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's the Burt Reynolds one.
Oh, God. Oh. Are we allowed to air that? I don't know if we're allowed to. Well, he's dead now.
He's dead.
I think
we can't complain.
Yeah, that was our dance with the
devil.
But
that was real.
It was
very real.
We were going to lose our jobs. We called Burt Reynolds once because...
Rowdy,
and we can
Roddy
say now he's dead.
The
They're
both dead. Yeah.
Rowdy Roddy gave us the phone number because they were in AA together. Which Rowdy said and wasn't supposed to, and gave us the phone number, and then somebody dared us to call him, and I did it, and he was mad. That's on the Rewind Saturday?
Yeah.
I might listen to your stupid Rewind show.
It's great.
He was so angry, because I was dared to just say, I got you now, you some bitch, instead of hello.
Who is this?
Who is this? And it was over. And then I called back and apologized
to him. Let me tell you something.
And it was worse.
I'll kick your
ass. Oh, that was so uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable talking about it. All right, Alan's on the line and we'll close up. Alan's got new material.
Apparently, yeah.
Alan, where are you playing?
Oh, I am going to be at CB Live on May 19th.
Okay. All right. Alan from Boston. From Boston. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, it was great to see that Adam the Barber is trying to get himself into the sports entertainment business there about starting a new league there for Breitbart or whatever the hell that kid was talking about. And then Tyler, whoever the kid was last, Richard, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right, I know why people are faking things around him because he's sitting around talking about radio shows with his friend. Jesus Christ. Give me a break. So anyways, you guys were talking about dating. I haven't been on a date for over a year and a half, you know, the whole COVID thing and then all this other stuff. So I go on a date with this girl. I let her pick the place because I'm not really from here. Well, I get there and I realize this has been a mistake because this menu has no numbers on it whatsoever. Right? It's got like comments. It's like, you know, seasonal or market rate. You know, well, I don't want to pay any like surge rate like Uber on the steak. You know what I mean? Is it $15 or is it $80? So anyways, she stops ordering, and this girl's been here before, and I quickly realized from the amount of food that she's ordering, I am getting no ass from this date. No girl is giving up sex that bloated, okay? It ain't happening. I know she's working me. And this is date one. I mean, this girl's ordering food like we're on date 18, and she just has surprised me with some early dating anal sex. You know what I mean? And now she's bringing me to the restaurant to throw me under the bus. I'm like, no, no, no. So I wait till the waiter leaves. And then I start talking to her, and I'm like, hey, I was like, I hope you understand that much like you're ordering, our bill pay is also going to be a la carte.
That sounds so Boston.
She's like, oh, this girl flips out. She's like, I'm a queen. She's like, you don't know how to treat a queen. That's why you don't have a queen. That's why you're alone. That's why you'll stay alone. I'm like, oh, you want me to treat you like a queen? All right, come on, let's go. I'll drag your ass to Burger King, okay? All right, I'll get you a crown and everything. I'm getting the order. I'm ordering the flavor of the drink. I'm driving. Yeah. It's my gas.
I would say so this. Let me, Alan, let me write for you. Let me write for you for a second. You ready? Okay. Say, I don't want to treat you like a queen, but I'll treat you like a princess, and then take her through a tunnel at 110 miles an hour.
Nice.
Write it down.
That,
write
and down. Then quickly, a friend of mine was talking about Q, right? This uh-huh. Q thing is like still going on, but I think I found a great way for it to end. Okay, so with the Q, like the first one, if you thought like Q, maybe Q is like question, like how could you be so stupid? Or query, how could you still be so stupid? But now we're thinking, hopefully the Q stands for queen. Okay, and that the queen is a total queer, like Caitlyn, and this is Caitlyn Jenner. Now Caitlyn's going to come out like during her, inaugural speech about the Q is now Caitlyn, and that it'll end in a video, just like most of their family's fortune has, and it'll be like a BLM member and Antifa just hammering her. You know what I mean? And like, you know, some of the NBA players that have hit his daughters will come in. It'll just be like a whole group thing.
Alan,
all right, thank you, guys.
Well done.
Thanks, I didn't think I was going to get in.
You got in. You got the light. All right, thank you.
I had to listen to Brady retell that story. That was painful.
All right, thank
well,
you.
Well, so was that last 4 minutes.
Keep working on it, kid. Didn't like your chunk. My joke was good.
I can't wait to catch you in an audience.
Yeah. that's a good matchup right there. I'd like to see that.
I'll just do like 8 minutes of RM3, why it didn't work.
Alan, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Alan from
thank
Boston.
You
working his material
he
on
was.
Friday.
He said, yeah.
I like my joke. My princess joke was solid.
You stepped it up a little.
Yeah,
we'll have to go catch him at CB Live and see if he takes that one.
Oh, yeah, if he steals it. I'm going to say, that's mine. I'll stand up and do it. Caleb has emailed in for Fireside Chat. I'm emailing my Fireside Chat because my larynx got crushed this morning when I woke up and yawned. This is for you and your new commercial for the Core Institute, John. You talk about how happy you are that you can reach up to a shelf and put a shirt on without pain anymore. That must be nice, you prick. The last time I tried to change my shirt, my spleen ruptured. I need a stepladder to reach any shelf whatsoever. I break my legs just trying to get up on the first rung. Anyway, I need to end this email. I've broken every finger while I'm trying to type this, and I'm running out of toes. F off, you privileged sons of bitches. Caleb from Shriner. Well, thank you, Caleb. He's not the same kid that's on the commercials. Like, you get to know him, and he's very bitter. Well, there you go, everybody. Your Fireside Chats. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now. 98.